most incredible thing about talking during davening is the fact that there's such a strong Yetzer Hara. Explained, anytime you find the Yetzer Hara working overtime, it's an insight that this must be an incredible thing. The Koyach HaTfilah of the Tzibur, especially during Chazaras HaShatz, according to the Zohar, the Gemara says if a person davened and he wasn't there, he should daven a second time, according to the Zohar, is going on Chazaras HaShatz. And the Ari speaks about this as well. And it's just a simple concept and idea when you have a Tzibur, 10, 50, 100, 500 davening together, that's a Koyach that can't be held back. The only thing that holds it back is talking. The disgrace, the Chilul Hashem, that you're displacing, talking to Hashem collectively as one, by talking to each other about Narishkeit. And if you think about it and go back to it, every time you talk during davening and shul, it's nonsensical. Why would a person expend the energy to talk about nonsense? Because the Yetzer Hara makes it yishmak. Similar with Lashon Hara. A person says things that are just so insignificant. You get so many averus achon with one. The schar for shmir falochin is so unfathomable that the goyim brings down from a medrash, the whole time brings it down, that the malachi ha-shoreh cannot fathom the schar for shmir falochin, not speaking lashon hara. Even one time. You have to start at being the kabbal, not to talk during davening except for the rabbein shalom. And individuals on the Kabbal on themselves only to talk to Hashem, that Hashem listens, Shemei Mimorei, and he realizes the Yetzer Hara of our day, and that the only time we really get together is in Shul. So when we use all that energy, channel it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those tefillos are real. So when you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he listens. And it will be Zeicha B'Siyata L'Shmaya to strengthen this Kabbalah not to talk in Shul at all. From the beginning of davening until the end, it'll enhance our tefillah, it'll become more meaningful, with more kavanah, with a sense of urgency. When you petition the king, you don't have time to talk to anyone, to relatives, to friends. You focus on the message and the moments that you have. And it's understandable. It's understandable that included in this is the technology. Phones are very important. When you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've got to put down the phone. Either turn it off completely, or in our shul, we have a comment that if it's on vibrate, you're a doctor, it's an urgent matter, you go outside of the shul, you don't use the technology in shul, you don't displace the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not by talking, not by texting, not by email, no matter how important it is. But wow, the Beit HaKnesset is not a place for this technology. It's built to communicate with others, and now you're talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. People should be mekabel on themselves as well, to harness the technology for good things, but not for disruptive things. There's nothing that's more favorable in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you put down the phone, you turn it off, you walk into shul, and you talk to him. Ashrenu that we have several times during the course of the day when we can talk to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our tefillos, we miskabel a tav, we mizrecha b'siyata l'shmaya to Yeshuas, to Fuas, to Chonos, to Panos, to Shiduchim, the greatest simcha b'vias of Yom Ha'avi Amenu.